So what's it like having another Maryland Million roll around?
Well, it's always an exciting time of the year, and it's sort of the kickoff of our fall racing season. But we've got a great day coming up, and hopefully the weather will hold out. But it's really an exciting time. We have a long lag after the Preakness before we have a big day in Maryland, and this one's going to be good.
And it seems like it's a great day for racing, the horses, the trainers, the owners who are all coming together this year.
Yeah, it is, and we've got a lot of really interesting horses in the pre-entry field. As you know, we have three past champions, three defending champions, 11 overall past winners, and what looks to be some really interesting races lining up here.
And it seems like each year there's a buzz around the Maryland Million. It seems like there's another buzz this year.
I feel like there is a buzz, and I think there's a little bit more of a buzz in the industry overall with, you know, some of the help we're getting from the slots and the bonus funds growing a little bit. The purse is obviously a little bit higher over in day-to-day racing now. So I think there's just a buzz in general that we haven't felt for many years, Scott. Now I think the Maryland Million on top of that, I think, just reinforces that.
And what does it mean for Maryland people just to have this day where it's a day at the track for Marylanders?
It is, and it's a great day at the track for a wide variety of Marylanders, you know, families, the serious handicappers, just people who don't get out to the track that much. There's so much going on throughout the day. It's a very, very well-run event by the Jockey Club and the Maryland Million staff, and so it's a day that everybody's going to come out and really enjoy themselves, regardless of whether they're a serious handicapper or just looking for a day of entertainment.
And like you say, a day to look forward to and also to build on.
Yeah, I mean, we always want to build on it. We've added a few new wrinkles over the past couple of years, particularly for the horsemen, to make it more attractive to them. We always try to make it interesting for the fans in cooperation with the Jockey Club. So there's a great party in the park thing that will appeal to maybe a younger set who wants just to have a good time outside. So we think it's all coming together pretty nicely for everybody involved.
And it's great when you have horses like Ben's Cat and Eight So Fast to Catch, just great horses that folks have really identified with in the last few years.
That's right. And, you know, these horses do become kind of crowd favorites after a while, and they've accomplished so much, and they've run consistently. You know, Eight to Fast to Catch, I think, has won 9 of its 10 races here on this very track. Ben's Cat's obviously won all over the place, but has such an iconic trainer behind him. So it really is exciting. I think the fans recognize his horses. And then Edwin Merriman's horse, Jazzy Idea, who's run all over the place and really did well for herself at Saratoga this summer. Having her around, you know, a horse that's been on the national stage will be very interesting as well.
Seems like it'd be another year that Jim McKay would be proud of.
I think he'd be proud of it not only this year, but I think he'd be proud of how resilient the Maryland Million as an event and as an organization has been through what anybody would acknowledge have been difficult times. And I think Jim, you know, had a good idea, but he was willing to work hard to make it successful. And I think everybody involved with this event has worked hard in an environment that hasn't been that friendly for us. And I think he'd be proud of that as well.